This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 26th. God's word for you today is, just do it. A scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. And it says, surrender your anxiety. Be still and realize that I am God. I am God above all the nations, and I am exalted throughout the whole earth. We said yesterday that the root meaning of the word still in this scripture is drop it. A lot of people are not at peace because they are trying to keep from God what He has blessed them with. So, they are not still because even the things that God has blessed them with, they engage them as though they are at variance with God. Therefore, to be delivered from that, you have to drop it. And by the time you pick it up, it is empowered. God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, what is that in your hand? A shepherd's staff, Moses replied. That staff represented a source of livelihood, what God has blessed him with. It was with that staff that he was able to guide the sheep and provide for his family. That is what he was using to control his workspace and chart the course. It was also a defensive mechanism that he used to protect his flock. That staff was huge and significant and a blessing from God. And God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 3, throw it down on the ground. In other words, drop it. And most times we struggle, so we don't drop it. Guess what? To the extent to which you struggle, to that extent you cannot be still. But when you drop it, then you will know that He is God. Then that same thing will be empowered by God. Moses dropped his staff and it was empowered by the time he picked it up. Drop it, my brother. Drop it, my sister. Just drop it. You say, but Pastor, there is nothing wrong with it. It is of God. Of course it is. But drop it before Him. Just drop it. I can give you several examples from the scriptures. David, Joseph, Abraham. The list is endless. Abraham waited 25 years for the promise of a son. God gave him Isaac and then said, you have to drop your son. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, and sacrifice him. Abraham understood, and so he took Isaac and dropped him. He was still, and then he knew that God is God. God is saying to you, be still and know that He is God. Drop that thing you are holding on to so tightly, then you will know, you will come into an experience that you have never engaged in before. So, be still and know that He is God. Do you want to experience God? Think about the areas you want to experience God in. This is how to be still. You have to drop it. The things you consider negative, the things you consider positive, you need to surrender them to Him. Then you will know that He is God. He will be exalted in your life and situation. God will be magnified and He will introduce Himself to your adversaries in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I drop it all at your feet. Be exalted in my life in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.